This is SRN News.
Get the News Talk 660 KSKY app for your mobile device. Available now at KSKY.com.
Cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. We are talking to you live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 KSKY. I'm Dennis the Boat Guy, and boy, do we have a great show for you today. Guess what we're going to talk about? It's going to be the lake levels. That's right. We're going to talk about the lake levels and where they're standing right now and what's going on with the lakes. And coming up in just a couple of minutes...
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Hey, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going live out to Janet Hoppenstein, who's putting on the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show at Dallas Market Hall, and she's going to tell us what's going on out there. This is the second weekend of that. And then at 6:15, we're going to be talking about these dropping lake levels and just about how fast that they are dropping. And then the second half of the show is kicked off with Dock Talk, and we're going to talk about when you're on your dock and you're fixing your boat. And you, all of a sudden, you've got a crowd of people there behind you. And so...
Can I talk, or do I have to wait to be introduced?
Well, I've got to introduce you first. That's how radio goes.
I keep wanting to say something, and I hadn't been introduced yet. I got comments here.
Oh, gosh. And then we're also going to finish off the show today with our outdoors report with our outdoor expert, Kevin Strickland, and also our fishing guides up there at Lake Texoma, Four Seasons Guide Service, Mike and Diamond Dave Beeson. Right now, I want to introduce the captain of our ship. Are you ready over there, Ryan?
I'm trying to get there. I'm a little scrambling because I think we came in a little bit early today because I don't know.
Hey, that's all right. Just more time for us to talk.
Yeah. Another 30 seconds. Not a whole lot, but
I can hear people cheering in their cars now.
That's right. All two of them.
That's it.
And but the rest of them are screaming.
Yeah. They're like, why is he on so early? But Captain Ryan has us pulling away from the dock, and we're heading out into some nice, warm lake water right now. Thanks, Ryan. We appreciate that. And right now, go ahead and hit his theme music, Ryan. All the way from East Texas, we have live in studio... We're going to get his theme music here in just a minute.
That's okay. It's always messed up when I come in here. Y'all want me to go out and walk the parking lot? I can go pace and talk on my cell phone like I always do.
Here he is.
There we go.
All right. All the way from East Texas, live in Irving, Texas, here at KSKY Studios, Big John Mixon. What's going on, Big John?
Man, it's just so strange being in here, but glad to be here, man. It was on Lake Louisville today at Eagle Point Marina. The lake was busy. The water was crowded, but I tell you what, man, it's a beautiful day to be out on the water, and hopefully there's a lot of you guys on boats listening to us right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are, because we get a lot of emails every week from boaters all the way from Eagle Mountain Lake, Texoma, Louisville, Levon. We've even got, I can't think of the name of the lakes, but in some other different states.
Yeah.
And they email and say, you know, hey, we got that going on in our lake too, or, you know, whatever. Wish your show was all the way out here in this other state, and so we could listen to you. And Big John. And
yeah, that's right. Not just you.
But folks, in our studio here today... John, we got to tell everybody what, because if you hear a like
in the background
a fashion model camera going on
right
now,
we have Austin Powers here. We're doing a photo shoot.
We have Kelly Chin, who is with the Dallas Morning News, is taking our pictures. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate that.
Applause.
He's they're in here today and taking our pictures of Big John and I. Claire Myers, who is a writer for the Dallas Morning News, is writing an article on us. So Kelly's in here today taking some pictures and
you're trying not to look at him. That's what's so funny is you're trying to act normal and just look at the microphone like you always do, but you can't do it.
I'm looking straight at you, John, and I can't get this smile off of my face.
Well, I tell you what, we need to check in with the Lake Level Ginger and find out what's going on out in the lakes right now.
Well, Lake Level is off again this weekend because we have Janet Hoppenstein.
Oh, we're doing that in this segment. I'm sorry, Janet. Janet from another planet
down there at Market Hall for the ultimate, and I mean the ultimate, summer boat and outdoor show. Janet, what's going on?
Well, we had a great day. People have been coming in and out and actually staying for quite a while. We got a lot of activities going on for kids and families, rock climbing wall, bubble runners where the kids can bounce in the bubble. Of course, tons of awesome boats. Boats are moving out the door. Just lots of good air conditioning, nice and cool in here.
Hey,
everything is going really well.
Hey, I tell you what, today and tomorrow is the day to get a deal because they'd rather deliver that boat to your house than take it back to their showroom. I promise you, get down there and make a deal right now.
I was talking to the guys out there, Chris Coleman and David McIntyre with Slalom Shop, and they sold double-digit boats went out the door last week from the Slalom Shop.
Awesome.
So they're having a good boat show out there. Are a lot of boats still moving out there, Jenny? Because they've got to have these great summer deals going on.
They do. They have rebates and incentives, and I keep hearing bells ringing, which means they sold another boat. Some of the big boats that Plain Marine has have sold. I know Phil Bill's moving a lot of stuff, Fish and Ski. They're all having a pretty good show, and people are buying. And then, of course, I've got a few 2012s. I don't have them, but these dealers have a few 2012s that people want to take a sneak peek. But, yeah, lots of 2011s moving out the door at really great prices, great incentives.
Well, man, you've also got all kinds of stuff for the kids out there. You were mentioning you get inside. Folks, you climb inside this big, giant, clear beach ball.
I think I've seen it on, like, some of those crazy, I don't want to say shows on MTV, Jack something kind of shows where they run over each other. But you can, like, run inside these balls on the water and bounce into stuff.
Yes, and I tried it, and it is so hard watching these kids do it. I'm impressed with them. I nearly killed myself, but it looks really fun, and it is really fun. And then they're on this high ropes course, and then they're fishing, doing catch and release fishing. We've got an archery range, and like I said, the rock climbing walls. They've got all kinds of cool stuff they can run around and do.
We will pay for video anybody that has Janet in that thing actually doing it. That's high price video here at Case Guy.
No. All cameras turned off before I did this.
It looks like a big giant Pamela Anderson breast implant that you get inside
of. She runs around in. Looks like one of the rabbit, the hamster in the wheel running inside the ball.
I felt like a gerbil that was having an epileptic seizure. It was just bad. I'm glad it wasn't captured on film.
Well, I tell you what, with the temperatures where they are, the air conditioning itself is worth the cost of admission. And can't you go online? Can't you go on and print up a coupon or something?
You can. You can go to www.boatshowandmore.com. We have coupons. There's a coupon tab. Click on that. Print it out. Bring it to us. Also, you can see all the activities and their times. Tomorrow, for the last performances, the BMX cycling guys, and they rocked this past Sunday. They're flying over each other and on the ramps and doing flips in the air. It's pretty impressive. And they're throughout the day tomorrow. They'll be here on site.
John, you remember when we were on that BMX tour?
I tell you, that was, a few years ago, right after we flew with the Blue Angels. But I do. My legs have never looked better. We really need to get back on those bikes and get to exercising again.
Why don't you guys come out and hop on the bikes and do a little flip on the ramps? Let's see that.
Oh, is the ambulance nearby and the paramedics?
We have paramedic on site, so you're good to go.
We definitely need a defibrillator out there for us to do that. And some stronger tires.
Now, what time do y'all wrap up tonight, and what are your hours tomorrow?
We wrap up at 8 tonight. We'll reopen tomorrow at 10, and we'll be open until 5 p.m.
Ah, beautiful.
That's it.
And, hey, don't y'all have rock climbing and everything out there, too?
Yeah, Exposure. They're an awesome indoor rock climbing gym here in Dallas, and they brought a big wall, and kids have been scampering up that all day.
Folks, out there are wakeboards and ski lines, gloves, all your accessories to, be boating out on the water now.
That and people selling lakefront property, people selling, marina, slips. I mean, anything that has to do with boating in the North Texas area, you can find it in the air condition under one roof right now down there with
Janet.
Well, I tell you what, Janet, we certainly do appreciate you coming on the air with us again this Saturday. You guys have a great final summer ultimate, the ultimate summer boat ultimate. And outdoor show for this weekend. And Janet, take care.
You too. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That's Janet Hoppenstein there with the Dallas Market Hall Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show going on at Dallas Market Hall this weekend. Tomorrow's your last day to be able to enjoy all of the festivities out there. And so
I would go today and get a hitch and installed on my truck and go down to the mar and be serious about buying a boat. I'm leaving with a boat. I got the hitch on the truck.
I'm telling you, John, what a great opportunity for somebody to get into boating at a very low, reasonable price. I mean, what, $150, $200 a month?
Hey, like I said, I was at the gas point at Eagle Point today visiting my daughter, Janie. Shout out to Janie. And there was actually a boat salesman there teaching a lady how to get the boat on the trailer. Her husband was backing the trailer in, and he was actually out there first thing this morning showing a brand new couple, you know, brand new boating couple, how to get the boat launched, get it taken out. I mean, it was great to see that going on.
That you mean the husband and wife were yelling at each other from the truck to the boat?
I was going
to
say he had them separated, and I think the windows were actually rolled up on the truck. So he's obviously had some marriage counseling and boat driving experience. So he was doing a good job.
Some of the funniest stories is out there at Highport watching that boat ramp out there, the husband and wives arguing with each other. But
yeah, that'll kill a honeymoon real quick.
Yeah. Hey, John, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to try these Doritos here. They look pretty good.
Yeah.
I got my bag. I've been waiting. Let me get my Doritos.
Folks, what we've done, we've taken an average lake level on 13 local lakes, and we've done it over an 8-week period of time. How has the 100-degree weather affected our lakes? Well, we're going to let you know coming up right after this break. I'm Dennis the Boat Guy. He's Big John Mixon. We're in our studio right now with our pictures being taken by Kelly Chin with the Dallas Morning News. Don't go anywhere. You've got it tuned to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show.
The Dennis Miller Show. Every weeknight at 9, News Talk 660.
Case Guy.
Boats, boats, and more boats. See boats of every size, shape, and description as the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show continues July 15th through the 17th and 22nd through the 24th at Dallas Market Hall. Find great deals on hundreds of boats and watercraft from top manufacturers. See the wheels of freestyle BMX cyclists. Kids can try their hand at the catfish tank. Challenge the Rascal Ramblin' Rope Course. Check the view from the top of the indoor rock climbing wall or crawl inside a 6.5-foot inflatable bubble runner and roll, flip, and spin for the time of their life. There's nothing like the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show at Dallas Market Hall on Stemmons and Wycliffe. Two great weekends of fun, savings, and great daily prizes. July 15th through the 17th and 22nd through the 24th. Admission $10. Kids 6 to 12, $5. Kids 5 and under and parking free. See BoatShowAndMore.com for show hours, schedule of events, exhibitor information, and discount admission coupons. That's BoatShowAndMore.com. For the Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show.
This is Doc Gallagher. You have seen my book, The Money Doctor's Guide, at Barnes & Noble. Perhaps you attended that class on financial planning that I did for the Zig Ziglar Corporation and the Born to Win classes. Who knows better how to spend your money? You are the folks in Washington. Well, you, of course. That's why I put together my free publication, The Joy of Tax-Free. 5 ways to cut, burn, and slash your taxes. If done right, you can take distributions from your IRA on a tax-free basis. You can stop paying property taxes, yes, quite legal, and many other strategies. And how about that 8.1% return on a tax-deferred account just made available? Call me at 800-434-4362. That's 800-434-4362. And ask for the free book, The Joy of Tax-Free. Offices in Dallas and Fort Worth. Call me now. 800-434-4362.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-3961 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-223-4036. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-223-4036. Again, 1-800-223-4036.
Bill Bennett, Morning in America. Weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the only boating talk radio show in North Texas. It's called The Big Boat and Outdoor Show, heard every Saturday here at 6 p.m. on News Talk 660 K-Sky. The Big Boat and Outdoor Show is brought to you by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, they've got over 100 used boats for sale. You want to check them out? Go to grandpappy.com. They've got many pictures of all these boats. You find one in there, you can go check out all the pictures they've got. Go to grandpappy.com and get yourself into a nice boat there at Grandpappy.
Now, when I buy my boat, can I go to their gas dock and fill up with ethanol-free fuel?
Yes, you can.
Well, that's very important now. We got to keep pointing that out.
I got to tell what you just said. Kelly Chin here with the Dallas Morning News taking our pictures and stuff. And John says, hey, does the camera make me look fat? And John says, no, my
face does.
My face does, yeah.
Well, I told him it's probably nerve-wracking taking pictures of us. I mean, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, people like that, that's no big deal. But, you know, the boat guys here, whoo, I mean, that's a feather for his cap. I'm sure he's changing his resume tonight.
I know, man.
I have photographed the great boat guys.
I was telling the lady over there, the other radio station, that, you know, this is going on today, and Kelly was here, and why are they doing a news story on you guys?
Who are you guys? Well, that's like when Claire called to talk to me. I go, is there like not any news going on? Did you lose a bet? It's like a joke. I keep waiting for Ashton Kutcher to call him. We've been punked.
That's just because, you know, everybody's tired of talking about Obama. It needs a break for a minute.
Yeah, no politics on this show.
But
we do need to talk about these lake levels, because I have talked to some people that have talked, you know, we're going to this lake, going to that lake. And I said, you really need to make sure and get a lake map. You really need to watch out for these low water areas, because these lakes are dropping and, you know, this is getting dangerous. You know, you got to be careful if you don't know the lake.
Very true, man. And I'm glad you brought up that map, because when I get done giving all these averages here, I would suggest that you get a map of your lake so you know where these low spots are. You know, like up on Lake Texoma, there's a sandbar. As you come out of Highport Marina and you turn to the starboard, turn right. I mean, John, this sandbar has grown. I can't believe, I am
it's
shocked.
Like a it's like a beach in itself now.
It's like two submarines now put together. And when it used to be about a half a submarine or about a submarine or so, but now it's like two submarines, and there's going to be boats on it all summer long. And but folks, what we did here, we took an average of the lake levels on 13 local lakes, and we did it over an 8-week period of time. Now, on the first week of June, our local lakes around here, on these 13 local lakes. Now, what we did, we left out Sam Rayburn and Lake Travis, because that would have really...
Yeah, they're outliers. Yeah, they're way out of the curve.
Really would have skewed our numbers. Yeah. So,
ooh, skewed. Hey,
college, man. Look at that. Skewed me.
Collin County Community College. Look out.
Quad C, hard at work, brother.
Quad C, baby. Watch out. But anyway.
The first week of June, our local lakes were about a foot and a half below normal. Okay. On the fourth week
of June.
Well, yeah, fourth week of June. Okay, the first week of June, we go down 4 weeks, and this is going over an eight-week period of time. So basically, we've took cut it in half. The first week, our local lakes were around a foot and a half below normal. Halfway through our little
test period,
the fourth week, the lakes were only about, well, they were about 2.25 feet below normal. All right,
and then we hit the big 100-degree plus y'all is.
Now, yeah, we're cooking now.
Yeah.
So now our lakes on an average are 4 feet down in 8 weeks here.
And again, that's average. So you've got some that may be only 2 feet, 1 feet down. You got some that may be 6, 8 feet down, so the average is 4 feet.
In the first 4 weeks, the lakes only dropped about 3/4 of a foot. Okay. The second 4 weeks, they dropped 1.75 feet. So that tells you how fast they're dropping. Like on in my swimming pool, it drops about 2 inches, 2.5 inches a week just from the sun sucking the water right out of it. And
after I cannonball in it tomorrow at about noon, it's going to be a whole different show. We're going to drop the lake levels around here when we fill it back up.
So you know what I do? Because the water temperature is like 90 degrees. I don't put any water in the pool until we get to use it. And then I take the hose, and the water coming out of the hose is pretty cold. So that helps drop the temperature of the water just a tad, just to kind of deal with it. And then, my kids like to spray each other, and we're always like, don't spray them in the face. Can you stop? But
no.
The lovely Mrs. Gibbs being very pregnant right now. And
she cracks down the whip quick then.
Oh yeah, the patience level is zero.
Well, just dealing with you alone would keep it at a maximum. So,
but it's Mother's Day every day
every
in the
day
Gibbs
at the
house.
Gibbs, that's right. So I can't wait. Are you going to do this again over the next 4 weeks now, so that we can get another idea of how this is going? Are you keeping up with this?
Yeah, we're gonna. Kelly, are you leaving?
All right. Well, thank you. All right.
Kelly is out of here. He's got his pictures and everything.
Tell all the other celebrities hello.
And, tell Dirk and everybody we said hey.
We said hey.
All right. Kelly, have a good one, man.
That's right.
All right.
He's like, do I need to wait for a break to leave? I don't want to make any noise. I'm like, you're not going to hurt our show. I promise you.
Yeah, don't worry about it,
man. Make some noise, please. Give us something.
You should have seen when Drew was here playing sound drops.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
now, have you looked at the temperatures? Because I know the swimming pools, like you said, it's like jumping in a hot tub water. And I'm sure the guys, when we talk in segment four to our fishing guys, are probably going to talk about how hot these lakes are getting. That's probably affecting where the fish are going.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yesterday, a customer of mine named Casey Dunn is in the process of purchasing an 08 21-foot Supra. And we took it for a sea trial yesterday. I felt it was so nice to be out on Lake Louisville yesterday, man. Cruising around. But this boat is loaded with all kinds of equipment, man, and cruise control, and the trim tabs is like a blinker switch, that's how you run that trim tab on the back.
Oh, wow.
On the left side of the steering wheel, and all you got to do is push the throttle forward, and you've got a skier set or a wakeboarder set of what they're going to run, and boom, it just goes right to that speed and holds it right there. When you turn the boat, you turn the boat slow down, it automatically, it slows down just a little bit, but the computer picks it up and starts throttling it up so it doesn't lose speed. It's got 3 ballast tanks on it and everything. Dude, it was cool yesterday.
That is awesome, man.
But the temperature gauge, the water temperature gauge on the dash, 87 degrees.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Lake Louisville, 87 degrees?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a fish broil out there.
And here we are. It's not even August yet. We're still coming into the real heat of the year. So everybody, what a lot of people don't think about is, the evaporation is a lot of the water leaving. But, anybody watering their yard, filling up their pool, going to the car wash, every time you do a load of laundry, that water's coming from somewhere, and it's coming from our local lakes. So all of that into effect, when we say saving just a little bit of water, people are like, well, one person can't do anything. Well, one person alone can't do a lot. But each of us, if we just save a little bit, can make a big difference in these lake levels dropping.
Very true, man. And some of these lakes, let me finish real quick here. Basically, the lakes dropped on an average of an entire foot more during this 100-degree weather which is a lot faster than, you know, they were dropping before in the 90-degree weather. Gosh. So, and John, just to cover some of our lake levels here, I got to speak to lake level Ginger right before we went on the air. And I got these, you know, Lake Travis is almost 40 feet down.
Yep.
Lake Louisville, almost 3 feet down. Lake Grapevine, almost 2 feet low. Texoma is almost 5 feet low, and Texoma's not pumping any water to Lake Levan. So could you imagine if they were pumping water to Lake Levan?
How much lower it'd be.
Lake Levan is about 6 feet down.
Wow, that's big for Levan.
Eagle Mountain Lake, where my buddy James Kennedy is out there, 5 feet below normal. And
I bet Cedar Creek you can walk across.
Oh, God, man. You get a four-wheeler out there.
There was a picture on the front of the Nacogdoches paper the 4th of July weekend. There were some people in their pontoon boat that was in the middle. It looked like a hayfield, which was the lake, dry the lake is. But they were partying and cooking and laying out on their boat because they said they always use their boat, and they weren't going to let a little drought stop them from using their boat. So it was on the front page of our Daily Sentinel down there in Nacogdoches. That was awesome.
The true boaters. Well, I tell you what, folks, that's our lake levels there, and this 100-degree weather is really zapping the water out of our lakes. And you know, I don't know what we're at, not like 23 days in a row, something like that.
Ridiculous.
22 days, 23, 24 days in a row of 100-degree plus weather. And
anything you can do to conserve. If all four of our listeners get together, I mean, we might be able to start something. You know, we really need to watch this because the heat is on and these lakes are dropping.
John, if you jumped in, we just had a caller come in here, and Ryan put it up on the screen, wanted to know if you jumped into Lake Levan, what would the lake level, if they're 6 feet down, Lake Levan, 6 feet low, what would it?
Well, the wave, the tsunami, you know, unfortunately would take more of the water out of the lake and strand a lot of fish on land, so we're not going to try that.
Folks, we're going to take take a quick break right now, and when we come back, it's called Dock Talk, and it's going to be with boating royalty. Frank Pillsbury will join us with that.
Are we talking about the nosy neighbor?
We're talking about the nosy neighbor, what it is. Folks, you're listening to the one and only Big Boat and Outdoor Show right here on News Talk 660 Case Guy. Don't go anywhere. Dock Talk is up next.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660 Case Guy.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grandpappy Point Marina, just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75.
Or go to iwantmyhair.com.
News Talk 660, Case Guy, and Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher.
Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, Case Guy. Call 866-660-CASE-GUY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, Case Guy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, being brought to everybody by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort, the Dallas Ultimate Summer Boat and Outdoor Show, and Cedar Mills Marine and Resort. John, what's the great word that you hear starts with an F, ends with a re?
Free?
Free.
Wow.
Hey, man, we're
easy,
cooking.
You got me there for a second. I was like, easy, we are on a Christian radio station here.
I saw your face going, I understood there would be no math.
I'm still suffering through the fiery fusion Doritos here.
Well, I tell you what, at Cedar Mills, free slip rent. 3 months of free slip rent at Cedar Mills Marine and Resort. Go to cedarmills.com. And go check them out, because if you're a new tenant, you're a new person looking for a place to put your boat, go to cedarmills.com. Your first 3 months are free. Tell them that the boat guys over here at the Big Boat and Outdoor Show sent you.
Big Boat Show, man.
Right now, it is time for boating royalty. Mr. Franklin Pillsbury. Franklin, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, it is summertime, and I tell you what better place to be boating, enjoying the outdoors, than in North Texas.
Oh, what a great place. I was just telling John in the last segment, I was on Lake Louisville doing a sea trial yesterday in one of those competition ski boats, a Supra, from Dallas ski boats out there, and it was great, man. I felt like, even though I was working, it was just an awesome feeling being on the water.
Now, Big John, I've got a one of those word pictures here of Dennis saying one of those competition boats, Louisville, being out on the water. Was he on the wakeboard, or was he in the boat checking it out and inspecting it?
I'm going to bet money he was in the boat, because if he was if he was on the wakeboard, that would have been a very quick inspection.
I was doing.
You got to admit, you got a word picture that looks like Dennis. You know, maybe it's a cartoon bubble more than a word picture.
Yeah, I'd just like to go talk to him and see what they set the computer at for Dennis to be on the wakeboard, like 2 miles an hour with no wake.
Oh, we had the ballast tanks. I was doing backflips, forward flips. I was showing the buyer of the boat, you know, how to do flips.
Well, between that video and the video of Janet in the ball down there at the Ultimate Summer Boat Show, our website should get a lot of hits this week.
Very true, man. Very true.
Well, yeah. We're welcoming you back to Texas full-time with a little heat wave. You're very welcome, Frank.
Well, I tell you what. When we left Minneapolis last Sunday, the heat index was 115. And the difference there to here is that the roads aren't buckling and blowing up here like they were, you know, up in the Minneapolis area.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
Oh, it is. And, you know, everything has consequences. You know, I was listening to somebody earlier today, and Dennis, you and I have had this conversation that water is going to become more precious as a commodity and something to trade than oil at some point in time. And, you know, the talk of, you know, the reservoirs, water levels, water distribution, you know, all those kinds of things is going to become a bigger and bigger issue. But it's, you know, it's not just Texas. I mean, it is everywhere.
Yeah, it's I think they need to build some more lakes.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And I was reading actually out, you know, a couple of the lakes in West Texas. You know, they're putting pipes in, like to Amarillo and to Lubbock and places like that, that, you know, already have a major effect. And Big John, you know, I was talking to my brother, Lake Tyler is down like almost 5 feet from 90 days ago.
And that's something, because that little lake is not made to fluctuate like that.
Correct, correct.
You know, it's almost like Cedar Creek. You get down 3 or 4 feet, you can just about walk across the lake to your neighbor's house over there.
Yep, yep. And, you know, so, I mean, it's you know, it's the real deal. But the other side of it is everything cycles.
That's true. You know, if you go back in history, look in the 1980s, you know, we kind of had this same type of weather pattern, the same type of thing. And I can guarantee everybody it will rain here again, and it will drop below 100 degrees.
Well, and Dennis, I was sharing with somebody the other day that that heat deal in 1980, I remember a 36-foot Sea Ray aft cabin that came from Florida that rolled on our lot, and we went inside that boat, and it was 140 degrees inside that boat. And the other is, you know, material today is a whole lot better. We used to have plastic dashes and stuff on boats in this kind of temperature that melted.
Yeah, man. And the headliners, that would, you know, the glue holding up that headliner would all, it would be hanging down. But, you know, it's hot out there. The boats are made so much better now, and, you know, better adhesives for that headliner, so it's not hanging down on your head.
It's sagging down in the galley above your head.
And or it's not kicking off the CO detector.
Yeah, I know. Oh, very true.
That
very
thing
true.
Would squeal. It'd get above 90, it would squeal.
Yeah, the glue had some chemical in it that triggered that stuff. It was amazing.
Well, I tell you what, guys, we are
ready. We were going to have Doc Talk, weren't we?
We got Doc Talk now.
There we go. It's coming.
Everybody.
I wish we had our webcam here. Oh, Dennis just threw up his arms like he was in front of a stadium of 60,000 screaming fans.
But
we're going to talk about when you're changing your oil, when you're down to your last little bit of patience, and all of a sudden your neighbor shows up to see what you're doing and offer his assistance. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, while they're drinking a Miller Lite or something.
Hey, man, I've been watching you for about 4 hours. You know, I can tell you how to do that the right way.
Franklin, I don't know if you've experienced this. We have quite a few times on our boats when we're working on it. You're down there and you're it's hot and you're in a tight spot. You're trying to...
You've already scratched your arm up, knocked a couple of knuckles off. You're bleeding and sweat's running in your eyes.
And you look up and what's standing on the dock but about four or five of your boat neighbors, and they go, "What are you doing? What you working on?
Is it
on?
Hot down there?
Yeah. Why don't you come on up and have a beer with us and talk about what you're doing down there?" And you're like, "No, I'm trying to get my family out on the lake right now."
Yeah, I bet
and,
Franklin has never had an experience like that.
No. Never. The other one that's even better than that sometimes is when you pull up to the, and I can remember Bruce Wagner and I doing this, pulling up to the ramp at Eisenhower, which is a little tight there anyway, with a 36-foot boat sitting on a gooseneck trailer behind a one-ton dually, and we're ready to launch. And all these other people are sitting there, you know, still on the ramp, still parked and all that kind of stuff. And then you roll back, put that boat in the water, and it comes right off the trailer, and somebody looks up and goes, "Man, they must be experts."
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You should have seen John and I a couple of times at Tower Bay pushing people out of the way to get boats in the water. And we're like, they're trying to get the trailer down. John's like, "Honk, honk, honk, honk. Look out." And John goes in between two boats with about 6 inches on each side,
yep,
of the trailer
I'm
tires.
I'm loving it.
And,
just back in, splash it. And what's funny is to watch the wash from that boat bounce all theirs around on their trailer while they're trying to get loaded or unloaded.
But what's even funnier is when you forgot to put the drain plug in.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's always an emergency reload. I've seen that happen more than once. Get it on the trailer.
That's so funny. We've done that once or twice.
But now we all love the nosy neighbors. We like making fun of them, but that's part of what makes the boating life and the boating neighborhood so much fun. I ran into a guy, Larry Gill, yesterday. I haven't seen in over 15 years, a customer at Eagle Point Marina. We remembered each other and had some good old talks at the old Dallas Yacht Club, and it's just like running into an old family member when you run into some of your old dock mates somewhere, you know.
We had probably, you know, two or three of the best boat neighbors you could have when we had our big boat, Johnny Williams and Ray Harrington. Johnny Williams was in our engine room helping us with my dad and everything, you know, so many times. And and he wanted to. You know what I mean?
If something broke, Johnny, absolutely.
Yes. As soon as he heard tools jangling around the toolbox open, he was over there. Ding, zing. "Oh, what's going on? Y'all working on something?
Dennis, what are you doing down there? Is that a fuel filter in your hand? Is that down there in your dad's boat? Here, let me go down there and help you." And he'll take that flashlight, he put it in his mouth, they start working on it like that. I'm like, "Well, hey, I didn't think about that. I'll put that flashlight in my mouth like that. I couldn't get it in there. My jaw was all sore."
Funny, man. You're like, "I'm going to tell my dad I did it so I still get paid."
That's very true. And I tell you what, talking about my dad here just for a second, just take a quick break before we go to commercial here. But my dad's birthday is Monday, the 25th.
Oh, wow.
And he had this Monday, my father will have passed away 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And Franklin, it was weird you mentioned to me that you found one of my dad's business cards from like late 70s, early 80s, and it doesn't even have an area code on the business card. Isn't that funny?
Yep.
And, you know, so I wanted to just say thank you, Dad, because we wouldn't be on the radio, you know, cutting up like we are right now without you being around. So
without him, absolutely. That's what I was telling Claire. I said, you know, Dennis was raised up around this. His dad was toting him around by his tail when he was just a little monkey, you know, and she just laughed. I said he was born and bred into this boat business, and she said that she could see that in you when you were, you know, helping her out with her boat and showing her some things on her boat.
If my dad had his boat before I was born, I'm telling you, my first and middle name would have been Chris and Craft.
Chris Craft Gibbs.
Here comes old Chris Craft Gibbs. But
what do you like better, Chris Craft or C. Ray?
You know, I like them both. I really do.
See, Ray is just too close to Greg Ray, and he just can't pull that off.
Wow.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. That was Doc
that
Talk
was
right
John
now.
That was John that said that, by the way.
Yes. Send your comments to The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. It's thebigboatshow.com, care of John Mixon. Folks, you're listening to The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Franklin, don't go anywhere. Stay with us, because coming up next is our fishing report with Kevin Strickland and Mike Beeson of Four Seasons Guide Service. You're listening to News Talk 660 Case Guide.
92.9 FM in Dallas. 95.5 FM in Arlington. 99.9 FM in Fort Worth. News Talk 660 Case Guide.
Boats, boats, and more boats. See boats of every size, shape, and description as the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show continues July 15th through the 17th and 22nd through the 24th at Dallas Market Hall. Find great deals on hundreds of boats and watercraft from top manufacturers. See the wheels of freestyle BMX cyclists. Kids can try their hand at the catfish tank. Challenge the Rascal Ramblin' Rope Course. Check the view from the top of the indoor rock climbing wall, or crawl inside a 6.5-foot inflatable bubble runner and roll, flip, and spin for the time of their life. There's nothing like the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show at Dallas Market Hall on Stemmons at Wycliffe. Two great weekends of fun, savings, and great daily prizes. July 15th through the 17th and 22nd through the 24th. Admission $10. Kids 6 to 12, $5. Kids 5 and under and parking free. See BoatShowAndMore.com for show hours, schedule of events, exhibitor information, and discount admission coupons. That's BoatShowAndMore.com for the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-8435. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-8435. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-8435. That's 1-800-900-8435. 1-800-900-8435.
The show you wait for all week is on. Or the ball game you've been looking forward to. Or there's a breaking emergency that really matters.
The weather situation is much worse across.
So you turn on your local TV, and it's gone. Gone. Gone for good. It could happen. Because right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on, that you've always relied on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Others could lose their HD TV unless Congress protects local TV. Tell Congress to protect millions who could lose their free TV. Log on, learn more at thefutureoftv.org or call 1-800-200-4372. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
They say that smell is one of the most powerful senses. Think about the aroma of your morning cup of coffee and how it gets you going. For Sozo coffee fans, it means so much more. The smell of coffee berry means health. Each cup of Sozo packs the antioxidant power equivalent of a whole serving of fresh blueberries. No other coffee company has the patented coffee berry extraction process. All natural, fresh, healthy, and delicious. And when Sozo distributors smell their coffee, they smell big business. Sozo is sold through distributors, and they're growing every day, looking for people in your area. A lot of our listeners have become Sozo distributors, and they're selling a lot of Sozo products. It's time to wake up and smell the Sozo. Find out how you can become a Sozo distributor and start your home-based Sozo business. Call Sozo at 800-778-SOZO. 800-778-7696. 800-778-7696. Or online at TalkSozo.com.
TalkSozo.com.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Weekdays at 11.
News Talk 660.
660.
Case Guy.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660 KSKY.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Brought to everyone by Grand Pappy Point Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma, Cedar Mills Marina and Resort, the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant at Cedar Mills Marina, and the Dallas International Boat Show. It's the ultimate summer boat and outdoor show going on this weekend. So, folks, get on out to Dallas Market Hall to go look at some beautiful boats out there. Right now, let's see. Franklin, are you still with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wasn't that funny what John said about Craig Gray?
we laughed through the whole commercial about that.
That was funny. And right now, I want to let everybody know it is time for our fishing reports, and we are going to start off with our outdoors expert, Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland, what's going on, buddy boy?
Man, it's hot in the blaze, bud.
You don't have to tell me that. Oh. My thermometer in my truck, the temperature gauge in there said 100, was going from 102 to 104, going down 190 out here to the K-Sky Studios, 104 down to 102, 102 up to 104. So
it's unbelievable.
Once it gets above 100, it just say hot. That's all you got, just
if
hot.
If it's above 85, it's hot to me. So it's neither here nor there. But no, I ain't done squat, fished a little bit during the week in the evening. It's man, the water's bad hot, but water's in the 90s. Those fish are, if you've got a graph on your boat that marks the thermocline in the water, you know where that, I guess you know where the thermocline is. Right?
Yeah, I know exactly. It tells you the different water temperatures and the different water levels.
You can find that. Some of the fish, if there's bait fish right there at the thermocline, those fish will suspend a little bit, but we've been catching right smack dab on the bottom.
I have no idea what those noises
These
are.
These background noises are just entertaining me to no end.
I don't know.
I still think it's funny that Dennis knows what a thermocline is.
Hey, that's I said skewed earlier.
Yeah, that's two big words he's learned this week. I've got to talk to his wife. That dictionary word of the day calendar is working out for him.
You got
that's
it.
That's on phonics is okay, huh?
That's it. Well, I tell you what, guys, let's talk to the man who's been out on the water doing some fishing, trying to reel him in the boat. Our fishing guide up at Lake Texoma with Four Seasons Guide Service, Mr. Mike Beeson. All right. Michael, are you with us, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, there he is. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, you know how it is.
Yeah.
he's got a bottle of Gatorade in each hand trying to get it back together.
Have you guys been catching any fish up there in these hot temperatures?
Yeah, fishing's been real good, fellas. We're still catching them on artificial. And I think them bait guys are catching a few right now, but it's been good all week.
Well, Strickland always said that it was really difficult to get stripers in the boat. And he always said it was real easy to get the largemouth bass in his,
That's right. But, yeah, these temperatures, I tell you what, I had no idea what a thermocline is. I just know it's just been too hot to fish.
It is definitely hot.
What part of the lake have you been catching these fish, or what depths, Michael?
We've been running river channel. I'll be honest with you, we've been fishing from the dam all the way back west of the North Island. Just running that river channel and catch them fish on the ledges. And it's been real good this week.
Do you use your depth finder in that thermal, what was that again? Thermal.
Dennis the expert.
Thermonuclear.
Yeah, thermonuclear
vision.
Device.
What I do, fellas, I kind of drive about, 50, 60 yards up through the river channel, and I got these goggles you put on, and these guys, they hold my feet, and they stick my head down that water. And when I point back up, I kind of point at them to tell them which way them fish are pooping.
No. Well, I think the next show going to be on cable after Swamp People is going to be Texoma Fishing Guides.
Instead of a depth finder, it's called a mic finder.
That's it.
A basin finder.
But I tell you, I bet you guys are getting out early and getting it done quick because you just can't be out there during lunchtime hours.
No, nah, fellas, we've been trying to get started around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and, you know, been trying to get it done by at least 10 or 10:30. Now, today was that wind come up for the first time on us early today, and it kind of scattered them fish a little bit and removed them, and it took us, you know, to noon. But we're getting fish.
Hey, Strickland, you're probably you've probably got a lot more of intelligent fishing question that you could ask Michael. So I'm going to let you take over.
I was just, Mike, if y'all caught any, I talked to a guy the other day. He was up there striper fishing, and they were catching them on some ledges on some off some points, and he said they caught 3 real good smallmouth. I was just wondering if you've been catching any bass out there while you're were jigging or throwing those cohos.
No, we haven't. I was surprised the other day. We fished that log of dam for probably first 30 or 40 minutes from about 5:30, about 6:15, chugging them cohos down along them rocks. I figured we'd catch some, but no, we never did.
Well, I'll tell you what, that coho, man, is the smaller ones, man. That's a go-to. That's a go-to little bait right there. I fished the glow ones and spiked the tail, short truth. That's one of my favorite baits to throw up there.
Dennis is shaking his head like it's his favorite bait, too.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Over in the country club in the creek where you fish.
With worms and bobbers with his kids.
Yeah, well, the bad thing is he's got a golf cart that's shaded he can sit on. He backs that golf cart down there and fishes off the golf cart.
It's amazing that you can take your putter and just, you know, wrap some
line around it. That's right.
And you're flinging it out there on the water. But when you guys were just talking about the coho and being down on the rocks, to me that was
listening to Charlie Brown's Teacher. All you hear is wop 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 wop.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, that's why you guys are the experts, and we just found you and put you on the air. That's our job.
Well, I tell you what, Michael, we appreciate you, man, coming on with us. You guys try to stay cool out there on Lake Texoma, brother.
Oh, we will. We got a whole truckload of ice covered in tomorrow. We're gonna load the boats down with it, and some fans out there.
There you go, you, man. Swamp cooler.
Swamp cooler.
Michael, you have a good one. Say hello to Diamond for us, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good, fellas.
All right, that's Michael and Diamond Dave Beeson with Four Seasons Guide Service. Folks, they'll take you out fishing. It'll be early in the morning, but they're going to get you some fish. Call them right now at 903-465-5262. That's 903-465-5262. And Kevin Strickland, we're about to run out of time, but anything you want to say before we go?
That's about it for me. I'm fletching up some arrows, fixing to go out in the yard and do a little shooting.
All right, bow and arrow?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is that when you say, Heath, you better run?
It's it.
Heath's got his new bow. It's going to be here probably Monday or Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to it. I can have somebody to pull ass for me while I'm shooting outside. He can shoot, I can shoot, and he can go pull everybody's ass.
Low man on the totem pole.
That's great.
There you go.
Well, tell your dad and your brother we said hello, and don't forget about Uncle Daryl and your other Uncle Daryl that we said hello to.
I'll do it, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. That's Kevin Strickland, everybody, with our outdoors expert right there. And Franklin?
If you get bored, Franklin, I'm staying at the Six Seasons there in Louisville. It's right behind the Fox and the Hound. I know the sign says Motel 6, but on my budget, it's the Six Seasons. Feel free to drop by and see me, man. We'll get us a bite.
Dude, I know right where that is, and we may have to do that.
Hey, I want to say hello to my sister, Maureen. And Franklin, thank you very much. Everybody, it's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show every Saturday at 6. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to our website, thebigboatshow.com. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Marine.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 KSKY. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than